advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King with me, Todd.
You say funny things.
Yo, what's up, people? Another episode of the Sofa King Podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Approaching our 100th episode.
We're getting there.
Which, man, it's been over a year since we've been doing this. It doesn't seem that long. It seems that long, but it doesn't seem that long.
Right.
Welcome to my world. That's like from breakfast to next week. It's just a blur. Once it's happened, it just is a blur of like 30 seconds to me.
Yeah. And we're approaching our 100th episode.
I think the only way that I know is because, like a true person from Bakersfield, I only tell time based on
with a watch
how hot it is,
how long it's been since it's hot as balls.
Oh, yeah.
And I know we went through a cycle of recording the show while it was hot as balls, and then this week it got hot as balls again. So yeah, we must have been doing it for a year.
Yeah. And why did we start, like, we started a podcast in the basement when it was 100 and something degrees outside?
Because basements are supposed to be cool.
It is cooler. It's much cooler down here than it is elsewhere. But
so that whiskey is awesome, but it's delicious, but I don't feel manly drinking it. It tastes like root beer. It just tastes like root beer.
I had to buy it. It was super cheap. Jeremiah Weed, which is known for their cheap beverages. It's sarsaparilla whiskey, and I really couldn't pass it up.
I bet it has a ton of sugar, though. It tastes like...
Yeah, probably. It's going to have a lower alcohol content and a higher sugar content.
Yeah.
Add that in there.
Yeah.
So, and I'm horrible at memorings.
I'm horrible at memorings,
so I don't remember who got us the J.P. Weiser's rye whiskey.
Chris Farrell.
Yeah. Because it's become a regular in my home stable because it's delicious and really nice price point.
There we go. So see, that's what we're doing here.
Thanks to Chris Farrell for that because it's really good.
And speaking of whiskeys, somebody was drinking our whiskey. They posted on Instagram.
It was.
Yeah. So what you guys are talking about this, and I'm not really sure what's going on. So what happened with this?
So I didn't know either, but apparently when we were doing the Rob Van Dam promo stuff, a young lady on there was commenting who, like, she didn't know.
Oh,
who
I remember
Rob
that.
Van Dam
yeah,
was.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't make this connection, but then we got tagged in a post of Four Roses whiskey, which was a small batch, and like some in a harbor or boats behind it or something. Mm-hmm. And it said that I was going to send this to Sofa King Podcast, but then they said I was an older lady. Or Brad said, yeah, she's an older lady.
I remember that. Because it was the list of comments on Facebook that said we're going to go record a Rob Van Dam.
They kept saying who. She was like, who?
And then on the show, you said, oh, she must be an old lady because she doesn't know who Rob Van Dam is.
So instead of giving us the whiskey, she said, I'm going to just drink till I forget.
Yeah. So thank you. Thank you for the sentiments. It's the thought that counts, right?
That's right. That's pretty awesome.
I guess we'll give another couple shout outs. Our sponsor, El Yucateco. Go ahead, Brent.
Dave has a funny story.
Oh, yeah, that's not, I don't know that it's funny, but
everything you say is funny.
Everything.
Okay.
Erica, are you serious? Oh my God.
Erica just went to Australia for 2 weeks, and like right before she walked out the door, I took all of the unopened El Yucateco that I had in my cupboard and I crammed it into her suitcase, and I told her that she has to distribute the El Yucateco love wherever she goes in Australia.
Someone's having kangaroo tacos.
She has several bottles of El Yucateco hot sauce that she's going to spread through the outback and down under.
I don't know if they
have Yucateco in Australia because we have fans that post it.
Oh, do we really? Mm-hmm.
So spread the love.
Shane Harkin. More fans.
He said it costs $9 dues, though.
Yeah, that's about right.
$9 dues?
$9 dues.
That's a lot. Yeah. How many U.S. dollar dues is that?
That's like 5 kangarooples.
Oh, wow. You're right. I think it's like 25 kangarooples.
Yeah. Oh, man. Jesus. I got more, I bet.
What about the koalians?
If I go quiet for a little while, I'm thinking of a currency.
It's 12,600 koala yen.
Oh, that's yen. Yeah. I didn't get it. Koala yen.
Yeah. Took Brent a second.
So representing Yucateco.
Yeah, I got a couple shout outs from Instagram. Miss Trigger posted a picture of herself with, or actually stickers. Did we tag Yucateco in it?
I did.
Yeah. Okay, because she had a Yucateco sticker. Who else? Javonne. Javonne. I don't know how to say it.
It's pronounced A-A-Ron.
A-A-Ron. Javonne. I don't know. Shout out to them.
What'd they do?
I don't know.
Just saying their
posted
name?
Posted stuff.
Incorrectly? Just saying their name?
Time Lord on Twitter posted a few things. I like the show. Martin Montez also posted, tagged us in a picture that everybody is apparently going into the convenient lies. What is it? What did I show you?
I don't know. You're just quietly rambling names. Yeah. With no,
I have no idea.
He posted a good picture on Instagram.
The inconvenient truth or...
convenient lies.
Is that what it was? Yeah. Now I got to look. Sorry, Martin Montez. Let me... Oh, shit.
In the meantime, Rogue Leader in Colorado is carrying around Yucateco in her purse.
Oh, the reassuring lie. So it's a reassuring lie and everybody's lined up to go in. And then there's the convenient truth booth and nobody's going over there. So he tagged us in that. We enjoyed that photo. And what else?
Rogue Leader moved to Colorado. Never listened to a podcast. Went from zero to Sofa King Hero in about 3 weeks, listened to everything, and now converted to Hot Sauce cult follower and has it in her purse and has been posting several things for us.
That's
actually
awesome.
Got to mail some more stickers that way. She's
and Captain Ironbeard on Twitter has a sticker of our Sofa King logo on his welding hood.
Great name, Captain Ironbeard.
Who was that person that put it on their stash container? I don't know if they.
Oh,
put,
yeah, we saw that. Too.
That was a private message.
We'll get that.
That was a private public message. Yeah.
We'll blast them.
And I know I've promised multiple people on Instagram that there are sticker packs coming, and they still are coming. So keep your eye out.
Yeah.
No, we almost need like an email, like, you know, Sofa King at like stickers at sofaking.com. It's so hard for me to manage. I get scared I miss somebody.
Yeah, we can figure something out. Yeah. We'll figure it out. So thank you to everybody, even if we didn't mention your name or handle or whatever it is.
Except that one guy.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Throw a potato at him.
I don't know who it was.
I don't know.
I'm sure there's one guy that if I met him, I'd be like, no, I don't want to thank that guy.
I was going to say you don't know what we're talking about today, but probably by the title of the show, when you clicked on it, you will know.
That's true. We always make a big to-do out of announcing what the topic is, as if they didn't already fucking see it before they clicked on it.
I never thought about that.
Yeah. I just did right now. I was
here's the big reveal. Yeah.
Guess what we're talking about today, people? Yeah, you thought we were talking about anonymous group, but we're actually talking about cherry tomatoes.
That's right.
Now, cherry tomatoes, if you didn't know, they don't grow on a tree. They're actually really small tomatoes that are like midget tomatoes that come from Oaxaca, Mexico. That's why they're smaller than the regular tomato that's
like
also red. Sometimes they come in a yellow variety.
I think you're pretending to be like that silly, but it sounds like you have an awful lot of knowledge on tomatoes for some reason.
I don't even like tomatoes, Brent. Let me tell you something about tomatoes. They taste acidic to me. Really acidic. They burn my tongue. I don't like them.
You really don't like tomatoes?
No, I don't. Actually, I don't like tomatoes.
Weird.
Tyrone, you like tomatoes?
What, nigga?
You like tomatoes, bitch?
Nah, nigga.
All right. We're good then. Oh, are we saving that other one for the
show?
Yeah,
we'll save
it for the show. So we are talking about anonymous group.
Yes, we are. And I, again, one final thanks for the topic, because we a couple of weeks ago we posted a thing asking for topics and we got flooded with topics, which is awesome.
Yeah, a lot. Dave has the paper in front of him. It's like, literally two papers.
Two pages single spaced with 11 point font, like full up of topics and people. So we're going to get to a lot of these topics. And Anonymous was on there, and Yanuri Dietrich was the one who recommended it. So thank you for recommending the topic. And here is our attempt to do justice to Anonymous.
I think a nerdy English major somewhere is like, 11 point font, New Times Roman, two pages? Jesus, that's 63 topics.
I think that's like 100 and something. That's a lot.
So, Anonymous is the group of hacktivists that
slash activists
like politicians.
They've been labeled as internet terrorists.
Yes, they have
just a bunch of different names.
And in all fairness, they do crimes. I mean, you know, there's no getting around the fact that a lot of what they do is illegal.
What? Technically, I think there's some gray area of like it's a version of like internet protest. You know, it's internet activism. I mean, yes, obviously there's some things that they're doing. You know, with like the denial DDoSing people's websites and whatnot. Yeah. But there's some stuff that people get in trouble for that's probably technically not illegal. Like there's not really, there's a gray area. There's like some law that was made in like 1985 because of the movie War Games. Did you guys come across that?
No.
Like they made this because that movie War Games, if you haven't seen it, it's like 1984, 1985. He hacks into like with a dial-up modem, he hacks into a government computer and starts a world war on accident because he thinks he's playing some global thermonuclear war.
Yeah.
And the computer is like, and AI. It's like a real,
played
like
by real. Matthew Broderick.
Yes, it is. And so it's actually scared the government. And they're like, ooh, wow, that might happen in the future. So they made this like super generic law. And they use it to justify a lot of the prosecution that they do. And it's really, really generic. It's just a blanketed blah, blah, blah. You did something bad on the internet.
Right.
And so it gets used for a lot of things. And I think that technology has advanced so quickly with the internet that the legal, you know, process just can't keep up with creation.
Right.
Yeah, they can't get through trying to figure out what to do about those gray area things.
And I had also heard that after Matthew Broderick was in Godzilla, they passed a law that Matthew Broderick could never do another action movie. Because it was so fucking bad.
He's not allowed to put electrodes in the ground and get worms.
That's funny. I don't like that.
But no, I didn't know that about the War Games law. But no, I know. I mean, a lot of their stuff that they do is not illegal, but I know that they cross some lines.
They do peaceful protests. They have a code of ethics that tells how to peacefully protest as far as what distance you should maintain from the place you're protesting, not to get into conflict with law enforcement to abide. Don't ask for badge numbers unless you're being unlawfully harassed or treated. They have a solid code of ethics and rules to try to maintain their composure.
And I think one of the reasons that a lot of people sort of look at them and maybe brand them as terrorist organization is that they very much behave structurally like a terrorist organization. It's based on cells. There's a handful of leaders who communicate with multiple cells.
Well, and those are only leaders at certain times. If you spearhead an activity, then, you know, obviously you're going to be a leader at some point, you know,
that's
managing
what's so crazy
this,
about it. Like,
right,
a, like a soccer mom that had some skills and downloaded a hacker kit or something that gets mad at something could claim Anonymous. I don't know if there's like, do they acknowledge this or that?
Well, and that's the thing. Like if there's a specific topic that is being spread around that you are specifically passionate about, you can join the movement. Like
I would imagine
that's kind of what's great about it is you don't have to be involved with everything. You just go,
you're just into this one thing.
Yeah. Like the Scientology thing got huge, and I'm sure we'll, you know, get more into that. But if you were really against Scientology and you really thought that they were being harmful, you could join that, you know, movement and be a part of what's happening.
And it's, there's a decentralized command structure. So, and for the most part, like you said, like if you want to get involved and you want to like start something, you can spearhead something and do it. But I know that not everything, there've been a lot of things that have been claimed to have been Anonymous that Anonymous later comes out and says, that was not us.
Right.
So there is definitely a central group of people because there's, and basically,
well, you have to have the core behind you.
Yeah,
probably,
you do.
I'm sure.
And they run from a lot of the articles that I read, the only place that you can go to confirm whether or not Anonymous is behind something is really on their official YouTube channel. And there's a bunch of sort of unofficial YouTube channels where people will call it an Anonymous something and they'll post something. Like from what I read, which I did not know this, because I know that they had declared war on Donald Trump and there was this whole video and everything. But then from what I read several days later on the official Anonymous YouTube channel, they posted a video that said that was not us. And they said, in fact, we disagree with this. They said that this is impinging upon freedom of speech, which goes against the core of what we believe in. And then they said, even if the person speaking is a total monster, which I thought
was that's true. Like you said, they have a code of conduct and they have a code of ethics. You know, it's not necessarily politically driven. It's more based on what is right.
Right.
That's
a morality thing.
Yeah, it's morality, and that's really cool. And that's
someone
what I was saying.
Runs that YouTube channel, though. So I mean, it says
somebody
it's
centralized.
Oh yeah, Anonymous. Anonymous runs it.
So exactly. That's what I'm saying. But like, it's not decentralized. There is some kind of leadership involved. It's so. You know what I mean? Someone has to tell someone who made that decision on that YouTube channel.
I mean, there are definite key figures because there was.
And Google has to know who has that YouTube channel. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Like, how are they doing that? Like, without.
Well, they have a. I mean, you have a Gmail account under an anonymous name.
Right.
And
right. I think the biggest trick in joining Anonymous is that you're forced into being a criminal because you have to steal a credit card to buy the Guy Fawkes mask on Amazon. Because that's where they get you when you buy that mask.
Yeah, right. But I mean,
to make homemade ones and shit.
The thing is, though, like one of the things is there's a how to join video. And in the video, it says you can't. If you want to be involved, you're involved. If you don't want to be involved, you're not involved.
I think if you have to watch the how to join Anonymous video,
you want
you're
to
not
join.
You're not qualified.
You're not qualified.
I don't know.
I mean, like they said, you know, was the soccer mom qualified to go on? Probably not. Right. But if she felt particularly passionate about, you know, whatever they were doing, she might have just ran across, you know, the article of, hey, we're going to do this. And she's like, yeah, I'm on it.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm
driving my minivan down there.
They actually showed the reason I said soccer mom, because there was some mom that had some analogy based off of a flock of birds changing directions immediately and how quick like social structure could change based on ideology. Because one bird went that way and everybody noticed it, you know?
Yeah, and all the birds follow, but you don't have to.
Right.
You know, it's not a forced thing.
I think they supported her in that. It's like, it's just a mom that put on a Guy Fawkes mask with a webcam. You know what I mean? And they're like, ooh, that was a good message behind that.
Right.
Like, we're going to take it.
So we'll talk about a lot of these in details and some of them not so much, but they've targeted various government agencies from the United States, Israel, Tunisia, Uganda. They've targeted the Islamic State or ISIS, Scientology, child pornography sites, copyright protection agencies like the Motion Picture Association of America, Westboro Baptist Church, PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, Sony. They've very much supported the Occupy movements and WikiLeaks. And part of it is the whole thing is it's a ideologically based thing. And the ideal typically is freedom and freedom of information. And that's what they're trying to ensure. And they started in 2003 as a subgroup on the website 4chan. And I don't know how many listeners fuck around with 4chan, but I'm kind of afraid to ever go to 4chan.
I don't go.
If you know what Reddit is, it's similar to Reddit.
Yeah,
Reddit,
but it's like around. Reddit with people who don't like things.
It's
and
like going
like
to a
take
def,
vengeance.
Yeah,
out
it's like going to the annual DEFCON convention and using your credit card and turning your cell phone on. It's probably just not a good idea. Like,
right.
I actually saw something that said that 80% of memes on the internet originate on 4chan.
Right. Yeah, right. It's crazy. It has its own humor. It's internet humor.
They'll fuck with people. Like if someone does something they don't like, they'll get everyone on 4chan to log into this guy's website and write this same message.
You,
and they'll
see
they do crazy
they
shit. It's hysterical. I mean, everything I've seen is fucking hysterical.
It was like and Planet Hollywood kids video game or something. Like for some reason they staged a protest and they had like 100-something members dressed in little
their
avatars.
Hotels.
Yeah, there were like black little black dudes with fros and black suits, and they like blocked the swimming pool and closed the public virtual pool.
Well, they would do funny stuff. I thought that was hilarious that it was like a video game kind of before like World of Warcraft or anything like that. Like this was the precursor called Habbo Hotel, and they basically, like you said, they had little avatars. They had a little afro in a black suit, you know, kind of like the Anonymous suit, you know, and They blocked the swimming pool
and made a swastika.
And they made a swastika. Like, so they were making shapes, like forming like little people lines with the dudes. And I guess it was pissing everybody off. And and one of the things about it was, though, that, and I agree, if you're taking it that seriously that you're getting mad about it, that's what's funny.
It's a virtual pool. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, your little avatar is going to jump in the water. Right. Like.
Yeah, and there's more serious things. And that's the message, is that there's more serious things in
and
life.
People don't know what's behind the swastika, and they get all mad.
They did it out of pure entertainment, yeah. And it's funny.
Right.
You know? But that's when they started realizing the power, like, mm-hmm. wow, we can piss people off. Mm-hmm. Just by making shapes on a computer screen in a game.
Right.
You know, and that's where things take off, right. You know.
So that's where they spawned from. And then they sort of became their own thing, this sort of hacker network. They're primarily known for doing distributed denial of services, or DDoS attacks, where you'll flood a server until it forces a website to crash. Like, that's one of the biggest tools in their tool book, but they've got a lot of different tools that they do. They get pretty inventive.
Well, and the DDoS thing is something that anybody can do. Sure. Us three can download the program and just denial service a server.
Right.
Albeit it is against the law.
Right.
And that's something that one of the guys, his name's Brian something or another, doesn't even matter, but he got 1 year imprisonment and 1 year supervised probation and couldn't touch a computer for a minimum of a year after he got out of prison for his denial of service attacks on Scientology.
So the first kid to do that, real quick, was Michael Calchea, and he was 15. He's nicknamed Mafia Boy. You guys see that? Hacker named Mafia Boy.
I've heard that hacker name before.
At age 12, he was so good on the computer, Russian hacker group called TNT recruited him, not really even knowing he was 12, to help do something. By age 15, he decided he was going to create a tool, which was the denial of service. It was the first time that had been done.
I'm trying to remember the name, too. It's the, what they use, the low orbit ion.
That's the ion cannon.
The ion cannon,
Damn, what's that game?
Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back.
No. Well, no, it's from a video game, Command & Conquer.
Command & Conquer,
There's an ion cannon you could just shoot. So, like, you set it, put the coordinates in, and forget it. And so they did make a tool based off of that, like, a normal person could just enter an IP address and hit go, and it would have your computer start to do.
And that's how this attacks. Brian kid got busted, because that's what he did.
But the Michael Coachella Mafia Boy, though, made the first one. And so as an alibi, he set a timer on it and he aimed it at Yahoo just to be like, that's a huge site. Like, probably won't work. Let's just test it. He went to class. He's 15. He's in school, just sitting there. Meanwhile, 10 a.m., he's looking at his watch and Yahoo goes offline. He goes all the way through class and it's like 3 p.m. He goes home. Yahoo's still offline. And he's like, holy crap. Shit. Like, this tool's like crazy. Like, I actually took out Yahoo. So he decides, well, let me see what else I can do.
Is this pre-anonymous? Like, is this?
Yeah. This is the first time denial of service happened.
Yeah. Right? And this is before they knew what denial of service was. So nobody's looking for him.
Right. Yeah. And there's no defense against it. So then he takes out CNN, Amazon, and Dell. So Yahoo, CNN, Amazon, Dell, and I think a couple others all go down. Stocks drop. The president gets on TV. It caused $1.6 billion in damage. It was a 15-year-old kid. Damn. I'm sure he has a job or something now.
I'm sure he does.
He wrote a book about his story. He said nothing has changed. He said the same exact thing he did, he can do today.
I think he's I want to say he's like a white hat dude. I think I've read stuff about him. I think he now, like, looks for security
computer
exploits.
Specs were.
Yeah.
It was a Pentium 133.
Fuck. That's actually pretty good.
I don't remember
the Pentium 75?
I do remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I might be wrong. Anybody out there can look it up and tell me if I'm wrong on social interwebs. But I'm pretty sure he's become like a white hat hacker.
Right.
And I think his whole job now is looking for exploits and helping people.
And if you don't know what a white hat is, there's white hat and black hat.
Right.
And black hat is underground. Is there a gray hat and a red hat?
There's gray hat. Red hat's just Linux, but gray hat is like a hacker for hire. They'll work either side if you pay them.
Right. Yeah.
It just depends on who's got more money.
So black hat's underground. Yeah. You know, they're doing their own thing.
Yeah.
You got the gray hats and the white hats are obviously working for
I think an important corporations. Point to make that brings up the power of Anonymous, and I might have mentioned this in a previous show, but I know that there's every year the NSA hosts a hacker convention. And they do it in Vegas, and they have people come out and they put up fake websites and put up fake goals, and they know what the exploits are, and they just try to see who can get past it at the quickest time, et cetera. And I remember about 5 years ago, a guy from Bakersfield won, and it was like a local news story. He didn't make a ton of, you know, stuff, but they went to his house here locally and interviewed him, just this normal looking fucking dude who won the hacker competition of the year. And they were like, okay, so can we see like, because, and you don't even have to go. It's like you have to be in Vegas to be a part of it. Because he did it from his house here in Bakersfield. But they said, "Can you show us where you did it from?" And he was like, "Yeah." And we're already there. And it was just his dining room table with a fucking laptop on it.
Yeah, likely story. Like, there's a bookshelf with a trophy on it, and you move that shit like Scooby Doo, and there's a fucking Dr. Evil.
Because that's the thing. I was waiting for a Dr. Evil layer, but he was like, "No, I just did it with this laptop." He just had a fucking laptop in his kitchen.
There's a bat cave.
No, that makes sense, because as you get better at what you do, you realize you need less.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you start out and you have all this shit, you know, like audio recording. Everybody wants a mixing board, which makes us pissed off when you want to start a podcast.
Right. That bothers us so bad.
And why do you buy a mixing board? Like, I have no clue why you buy a mixing board. So when I started out in audio doing audio recording, I had rack mounts full of shit.
Right.
And as I got better at it and editing audio and figuring out.
Well, back then there was no like cool desktop interface.
There was.
That shit was
There was USB. There was USB interfaces. There was Pro Tools.
Had 98 second edition. USB was barely even working. That shit was a parallel card that was an add-in, and it was rack mount was what you could get.
No, I mean, I used the mixing board when I first started out, but as USB got bigger and better, you would just need a rack mount, and then USB microphones came out, and basically now you have this tiny little box and a laptop and a mic, you know? So,
And I know a couple of people who are like hardcore into coding and could potentially be hackers.
No names. Maybe
no
they
names,
are.
I kind of feel like they are.
Yeah.
And they do have a room.
Are you talking about John Livingston?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
They do have, I mean, you know, the couple of people I know who do this, they do have a room with, you know, multiple computers, multiple monitors, or at least a switch that lets them toggle between, et cetera, because they're running, you know, one OS on this box, another thing over here. They've got their own server, et cetera. But I mean, and I know like fucking hardcore hackers are going to have that kind of a setup. But you don't need it. Like if you're not what they call a script kiddie, where you're not writing the actual code, all that fucking code has been written and it's all out there. Right. And if you know how to get to the code, you can run it off any computer.
Yeah, the guy at Starbucks with his laptop and, you know, PDA or
very well might be doing it.
Did I just say PDA?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, you can spot them every time. If they're a hacker at Starbucks, they have a black hoodie on.
That's right.
With the hood up.
Yeah. You know what was weird yesterday? So I'm driving, I had to go out to a job, and I'm driving back, and it's hot. It's like, no, actually it was Friday. I was driving home. It was 104 degrees in the car, right?
Right.
I'm driving, and there's a dude walking down the street in black pants and a black hoodie.
Fuck off.
I was like, wait suspect. A minute. Yeah. I was like, suspect. Like, really? Like, you're giving yourself away, dude. Like, black pants, black hoodie, 104 degrees, walking down the street.
That boy's
it was
a time
crazy.
Bomb.
What the hell?
Yeah, I don't have any clue. He probably shot somebody. I didn't watch the news.
Should have given him a ride.
No, not going to happen. I don't give anybody a ride, not even my mom.
But anyway, so that, I mean, I think part of the anonymous thing is, I mean, yeah, I'm certain that there's a core group of people who have the hidden, you know, room full of tech, but also there's an army of motherfuckers with laptops. Yeah.
Well, the 15 year old has his mom and dad's computer.
Right.
Like, that's it. You know,
I think, Mr. Robot, if you guys haven't watched Mr. Robot,
I've heard it's really good. Yeah.
It's really good. And it's probably a pretty accurate representation of how that type of thing goes down when like a small group of people get it in their mind they're going to attack something. I actually saw an
interview.
What
about the movie Hackers?
That's good because Angelina Jolie takes her shirt off.
What about the other one? What's the other one? The
Matrix.
Man, with Justin Hackers. Timberlake. Is it Justin Timberlake? No. Philip, what's his name? Oh.
More moments by Brad asking questions we do not have the answers to.
You know it. Oh, you know it.
Well, what I wanted to say was I watched an interview with like an elite hacker, and he said that if they wanted to, it would take a decent like team of a small team of five people, like 1 week of research and 1 day of execution to take the United States completely out. Like they could turn off power grids, nuclear power stations, military defense, everything with 1 week of research and 1 day to execute it. I was like, that is scary. And they're like, is that an exaggeration? He's like, I honestly don't think so. I don't know 100%, but I feel pretty confident in saying so. That's crazy.
The only reason I think it might be harder to pull off than some people claim is that it would have already been pulled off.
It feels like it, right?
It feels like if it was that easy to shut down the power grid, some fucking lunatic would have shut down the power grid.
It's that easy to start a nuclear war, though, and it hasn't happened. Like, everything's always on the edge, you know? Like, and a lot of things could have already happened. An EMP. I got all AMPM on it. An EMP could totally happen. Like, we can build something to make an EMP, and it hasn't happened. It's simple stuff. You can make dirty bombs, radioactive, you can purify uranium, you can do lots of things. Yeah. And for some reason, like, you know, prisoners could take over 20 prison guards. There's 400 of them. It doesn't happen. There's just some weird civil, sociological, like, thing that holds us together somehow. And it's like every day
and
it could happen.
Well, what that's called is a consequence. Just, you know what I mean? Like, if you're not willing to pay the price, then you're
people
not
are. People put on fucking suicide vests and die for the cause. And those people fucking, those people are just as smart as everybody else. And if it only took a team of five people to research and shut down the grid, they would have fucking done it.
There's a smaller majority, though, of them.
I think more than a social contract, there's fucking spies. I think there's fucking white hats and there's the fucking CIA.
Maybe there's people, Tom Cruise is out there every day just saving our ass.
I just have to think that's the... if it's that easy, if this expert knows that that's how to do it, there are people in the government who are looking for people who are trying to do it and fucking shutting them down.
I think that's how he does his own stunts in Mission Impossible, because he's been doing that shit for real for so long.
Well,
he's
nobody else, saving our ass on a nobody else basis. Can do it. Nobody else can save us besides Tom Cruise and Scientology.
And speaking of science, this is the best fucking transition ever. The first big war that Anonymous got into was a war with Scientology, and they called it Operation Chanology, because of 4chan and Scientology. And it started in 2008. And the goal for them was to complete, they said that their goal was to completely remove Scientology's web presence and to reverse their brainwashing effects, and to free victims from the group, ensure freedom of speech and bullying tactics, and stop the financial exploitation of its members. So basically, all the shit we talked about on the Scientology episode, if you haven't listened to that, go back, download it, check it out.
Yeah.
Anonymous,
the whole reason. The whole thing that happened was because that reporter leaked a video of Tom Cruise, though. Did you see that? That's why. That's what started.
And that was our comment. That's what our comment was about, making fun of Tom Cruise.
Yeah, Tom Cruise.
He had a video.
They leaked that crazy video of Tom Cruise, and then the reporter, Anonymous, kind of got on it, and then the reporter that leaked it pulled it down because he got scared of Anonymous, and they thought, Anonymous thought that Scientology pulled it down, but he didn't. It was the reporter. And then the next day it had spread much. Then Scientology released the thing to pull it down.
Scientology released the
whatever it
was
is.
Was it like a
copyright thing? Yeah, it was a reporter put it out. He pulled it down, but it already spread on the internet. A bunch of people released it. Then Scientology put out some scary order from the back end to actually.
Yeah, because they put out an internet copyright, basically.
Yeah, like a defamation of character internet version. And then Anonymous went crazy.
Yeah, because they were trying to infringe upon.
Yeah, I didn't know what started.
And released a scary ass video. Their videos with that voice and the guy's
fucking great.
It's like straight out of a movie. It's so cool.
And that's the thing. When you watch the Donald Trump video that's supposedly anonymous, it's not like the other anonymous videos.
The $3.99 mask from Amazon, not the $9.99.
They're creepier. And I mean, I think the other thing is, most of the anonymous videos, it's like you couldn't even get a lock on body language or anything on the way they film them and the way they blur them. But on the Donald Trump one, it's just like
some guy
the FBI could have fucking found out who this dude was by looking at that video footage enough. And the regular anonymous videos, you can't do. There's nothing in there
One thing I noticed watching them was that they'll throw in weird words. Like they'll say no when they should have said something else. Like there isn't any way. And they'll say there isn't no way or something. Like they have really weird context things. And words, the way that they put stuff.
And I read some articles that even like people are linguistically looking into the structure of the language that's being used.
Or Jean Benet.
Is it like we think this video was written by someone in England because of the word choice and because of the syntax, and we think this one was written by somebody in America. You can't tell because the entire voice is synthesized. It's just fed through a program.
That guy on the JonBenet Ramsey thing that did the investigation can tell that you read he read this book because he said this.
He's
like
mentioning
it was on page
words.
94, right. Clearly influenced
right.
by that.
Right.
Like there are crazy people. So you have to speak incorrectly. You have to synthesize your voice. But if the effect was done, you can probably reverse synthesize it. You know what I mean? If you know what you're doing and get their voice.
Maybe. You know,
the spacing of their pupils and their eyes, they probably get a measurement and triangulate it.
Right. Well, you know, normally, like most of the videos I see, that's not, it's like you see like a vague digitized frame of around the person's body. You can't see. Yeah. I mean,
they can do that thing with Photoshop where they like remove a spectrum of light filter and it'll make a mask not be there. You know what I mean? Like there's stupid people have tutorials on how to take bathing suits off of celebrities or runway dresses or some shit and they're naked because they go, oh, the light's only reflecting off red. Take red out. They're naked. So they can do crazy stuff with computers.
By the way, I sense several people pausing the podcast right now. Wait, I could do what now?
Like Brad's wearing a black shirt. Yeah. He's just white.
They're all two tabs open, J-Lo and how to Photoshop clothes.
Yeah. J-Lo in a bathing suit. Except she's got Barbie crotch. So I'll just
Barbie crotch.
The fuck is Barbie crotch?
just the you know, the flat, you know, nothing there.
What makes you think she has Barbie crotch?
Well, when you just do the bathing suit, if you just turn it skin color, it's just gonna be Barbie crotch.
No, it doesn't just turn skin color. You see through it.
I don't know about that. I don't know. I think they're copy and pasting vagina pictures on.
They might. Who knows?
They might. Internet, right. So when Project Chanology started, again, it was in 2008, and they did DDoSs and shut down their websites. They did what they call black faxes, which I thought was pretty funny, which is they would get people from all over the place to start sending tons of faxes to all the Scientology buildings.
Yeah.
And the sheet of paper that they were faxing was just a black sheet of paper.
I thought so that was hilarious.
So all their fax ink would just go away.
Yeah, because you have to like take it offline. It's like a denial of service over dial-up. Yeah, exactly.
They sent something like 3.6 million emails or something like that.
Yeah, they flooded their email
servers. That fax is so funny, though. It's so low-tech, like denial of service. Great. You can't just get faxes because we're going to use all your ink.
Yeah. And then had a ton of prank phone calls come in. They started doing protests outside of various centers to like block people and let them know, do not fucking go in here. Don't get read by a Thetan. These people are fucking crazy.
I saw an interview with a Scientologist at the Big Blue Building, and she said there's a huge network of underground tunnels. And the day of the protest, they took all the church members that were currently in session or there and shuffled them through some super creepy underground Disneyland tunnels and like let them out somewhere else in L.A.
I'm not surprised.
They said they could get like really far through the underground tunnels from that place.
That's crazy.
It was an actual like ex-Scientologist that said she was there on that day.
And it's probably like that all over the place. Mm-hmm. But they did. So they did protest. And this
how
do
they get those tunnels, though?
It was an old mental hospital. They said it's three stories underground where they used to do like embalming, autopsies, processing bodies. There's a whole network of tunnels.
So they specifically picked that building.
Yes.
Probably.
It's the big blue one that we used to cover.
There's also a lot of buildings. I know this is really common back east, but there's a lot of buildings where like someone will have built a couple of buildings. And they might link share some boilers or something, or like even like in Washington D.C., like the Library of Congress. There's like it's a campus of like six buildings, and you never have to go outside. You can go underground by about 20 feet.
And if you've ever watched the Ninja Turtles, New York is
apparently right here. Like this is, you know, Bakersfield had opium dens. I cannot talk today. Opium dens.
You and Dave, I'm good.
Yeah. You just have random ideas. What was that one thing? What was the thing with the guy? That's the Brad thing today.
I'm trying to think of that guy's name, though.
The dude, he said the thing. He had hair. He had eyes and like ears.
I'm trying to think of the guy and the girl. It's a guy and a girl. I got a picture in my head. He has curly hair. Looks like Justin Timberlake, but his name's Philip.
Barbie crotch. Philip Barbie crotch.
Maybe.
That might be it.
They staged protests in New York, LA, Orlando, Santa Barbara, Manchester, Sydney, Melbourne, Toronto, London, Austin, Boston, Dallas, like all these places, full on street and more. I mean, I quit copying the list, but globally, people
were
showing up.
You didn't consider moving Boston away from Austin when you wrote that down?
No,
you
I kind of like
back to back.
I kind of liked it.
Ryan Felipe.
No,
you know what I'm talking about.
I know you're talking about, but right I don't there, know what movie you're talking about. No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm going to find it right now. I'm looking. Yeah. I'm not even listening to you. Keep going. You're doing good.
One of the things that they did, which I thought was fucking awesome, is at the protests, at some of the protests, they got tons of boom boxes.
I didn't see
and
this.
They Rickrolled the Scientology buildings, and they played "Never Gonna Give You Up" on repeat at massive volumes, so no one inside could listen.
I thought it was funny that on 4chan is where the Rickrolled thing.
That's where it started. Yeah,
started.
They started.
Yeah, I'm surprised they had boom boxes on such short notice.
And the thing is, Rick Astley in an interview said that he thought it was hilarious. He said, quote, I think it's hilarious.
Right.
When they told him that Anonymous was using his song to boom at Scientology.
The whole Rick Roll thing is hilarious. It's like, he got picked. Like,
it's very funny.
Couple of other things that they did. And by the way, I didn't make this connection. I had a picture. I posted a picture on my Instagram maybe 2 weeks ago of a bunch of people in Guy Fawkes masks, the V for Vendetta mask, holding Scientology signs. I just saw the picture online and thought it was cool. And I posted it and mentioned the Scientology episode. And then a person with the username Yes Listen to This actually said, this is anonymous and they're not afraid of Scientology. They're going to war with them, et cetera. But Brad's, I hadn't made the connection.
Brad's really excited about something. Really excited.
I got it. What the movie's called Antitrust.
Never even heard of it.
Yep.
Not making
it. It was really bugging me. It's fine. There's people out there that have saw it.
Even with the information needed.
Ryan Felipe. Movie Antitrust. I got it. It took me 40 minutes.
Okay.
So fuck off.
That was good. So one other thing that they did in their battle to Scientology was they did what they called Google bombing. And they had some way to make the Google algorithm do certain things. So if anybody searched the term dangerous cults, it would immediately link them to Scientology as the first, like the top hits that would come on the
Google
result.
What's that called? Googly-eyeing?
Google bombing.
That's
so
awesome.
If you searched for dangerous cults or if you searched for brainwashing cults, you would get immediate, like all the immediate Google hits took you straight to Scientology's official website.
They did like super
websites.
SEO for Scientology. Well,
yeah,
I wonder how they did that.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering
And they
now.
Also, which I thought really? Was hysterical, if you actually searched for Scientology, it pushed it to something called Xenu.net,
right.
Which is a website that talks shit about Lord Xenu and all the weird Scientology ideas. So if you legitimately searched for Scientology, it took you to websites that showed you how fucked up Scientology is. And if you searched for fucked up cults, it took you to Scientology.
They also closed down what's the name of the religion for Scientology? It starts with a D or something.
Dermatology.
Yes. If a Scientologist has a skin condition, they call the dermatology hotline.
That's right.
No, what's it called? Dianetics.
Dianetics.
There's a Dianetics hotline that if you're in some type of Scientology crisis and you need to talk about it to a Dianeticist, they close that line down so no Scientology like phone support was available either.
Yeah. The whole goal was to get them on the phone and just keep talking.
Yeah.
Right.
And just they just kept calling in, asking them stupid questions and keeping them on the phone, but it worked because they weren't ready for it.
No, nobody was.
She wasn't ready.
They
What?
You don't know that? What is wrong with you guys?
You live in a different universe.
You're in a different universe.
You have the other Bernstein Bear.
Ready. Yeah.
The other Bernstein
You've never
Bear
seen that? You don't
shelf.
Know what I'm talking about right now.
No idea.
Wow. Okay.
But they posted a message to Scientology and it got 2 million views in 2 weeks, which is pretty impressive. And
Chewbacca mom got like 70 million
that's
in
true.
10 hours.
It said, we recognize you as serious opponents and do not expect our campaign to be completed in a short time frame. However, you will not prevail forever against the angry masses of the body politic. Your choice of methods, your hypocrisy, and the general artlessness of your organization have sounded its death knell. You have nowhere to hide because we are everywhere. We are anonymous. We are legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. Expect us.
That's the coolest tagline.
That last part is their tagline. Yeah. For everything now. We are anonymous. We are legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. Expect us. And they posted that video and that was, and again, those videos become calls to other activists that aren't even, you know, yesterday I wasn't part of Anonymous and tomorrow I'm not going to be either, but today I'm going to fucking black fax Scientology and put on a Guy Fawkes mask and go fucking make sure people don't go into the buildings. And that's like part of the power. My favorite ever, and there's, if you look into it, there's a ton of stuff they did tons and tons of stuff against Scientology, but this was hands down.
Well,
it was a
2 year long campaign,
and it cost Scientology a lot of money. They had to like upgrade all their web security, had to change all their phone systems. Yeah. They had to like do all this shit to be able to prevent what was happening. But on January 28th of 2008, and this is my all time favorite, a guy named Mahood Samid Al-Mahadin, who was a member of Anonymous, and they only know his name because he got arrested. He ran in to a Scientology building in New York. He was only wearing shorts. He was completely shirtless and he had shorts on. And his entire body was covered in Vaseline, toenail clippings, and pubic hair.
What?
and he ran in.
Where does one acquire that much toenail clipping?
Other anonymous people?
You don't know the power of anonymous.
That's right. So he covered in this, fucking disgusting, rolls around all over the reading room, touching everything he can, spreading the pubic hair toenail Vaseline on tables and chairs.
That'd be so hard
and
to clean.
Throwing books everywhere and rubbing his fingers inside the books and just like ruining the place.
What is the charge for that? Like it was malicious mayhem?
Something like malicious something and vandalism.
Yeah vandalism.
He got arrested for it. And then someone else, he had an accomplice who got arrested for it as well later because he filmed it and they posted it. Anonymous posted it in places and they tracked down who it was who filmed it. But there was they did tons and tons of stuff as part of Operation Chanology because they don't like what Scientology does, rightfully so. So they do this shit to shut them down as best. And it's like, I mean, when you're facing a corporation, a government entity, I mean, it's damn near impossible to actually shut them down and stop them, but you can fuck them up, make their life inconvenient and cost them a lot of money. And that's what Anonymous tends to do.
I can see the pubic hair. I see where you acquire that much pubic hair. Like that could be plentiful. You could get that, but toenail clippings takes time, man. Like you get some pubes like with a quickness if you requested it from everybody.
But if you had a thousand people send you toenail clippings.
If you were not that much toenails.
But if you're planning it though for
1,000 people might be this whiskey glass full of toenail clippings.
It'd be a lot more than that.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. We have to try.
Please don't. We're going to start getting toenail clippings in the mail.
Oh, God, Dave.
1931 I Street, Bakersfield, California, 93301.
Guaranteed an envelope shows up next week. For fucking sure. You started a gross thing. I'm bending all the envelopes and throwing them away if it doesn't look like a whiskey bottle fits in that shit, I'm throwing it away.
If it's super light, like a little shavings just kind of move around in there. Just package them up really good. Put a rock in it. Make it feel heavy. Stop being a cheapskate. Pay the couple extra dollars
now
shipping.
We have to sniff the cork on every whiskey bottle and wash it now.
It's like, is that a worm floating around in there? What is that?
It's because it's been opened.
Oh, man.
So their Operation Chanology, fucking awesome. I'm all for it. I thought it was great. I hope it still goes. And the other thing, I read an article and it said that one other thing that had been said by several anonymous members were that there are people in Anonymous who have joined Scientology just to get in. There's this whole body of people who have been in Scientology
there's
since 2008 because they're waiting to learn enough shit that they can keep doing stuff to fuck with Scientology as part, which is exactly what Scientology did. I mean, if you listen to that episode, they had people working in government organizations so they could shut shit down. So apparently Anonymous is doing the same thing to them that they do to other people.
Scientology is like a shitty fight club. Like
no fights.
Yeah, no fights.
You guys don't know if there's fights.
Tom Cruise jumping on a couch.
That's true.
Beating up a couch.
That's true. So did you guys have other specific operations?
Hal Turner, which was before
racist radio guy.
Yeah,
I didn't see this.
Shut that guy down.
Yeah, racist radio guy. I mean,
I knew nothing about this one.
He would literally like outspokenly inward, like just. Horrible stuff.
Yeah, like they called in and they were acting, pretending like they were Mexican. And he's like, "All right, spick," like just like full on, they said it was fun because he wouldn't hang up on them. He wouldn't not take their calls. Like they had a bunch of anons just calling and just talking shit to him. And he would actually argue with them, you know, and actually it was actually fun for him. But they were doing it. They said what they shipped a bunch of shit to his house.
Actually, they took out his website and the fact
they took out his website. They DDoS'd his website. Yeah, they tied up his phone lines with fake calls. They shipped a bunch of pizzas to him. They shipped a bunch of just random shit to his house, pallets of fucking machinery.
But it finally took him
out. All kinds of shit. Yeah, he actually had to foot the bill for all the shit that they were sending to his house. He wasn't able to pay for his radio show anymore. And he actually went, they actually took him down. But he was a racist fucking just this piece of shit dude. dude. And they went after him, and which this was before the Scientology thing. So they actually saw the power of
what
it,
they could build.
Yeah. And they just kept, it just kept growing to where they took on this huge, you know, huge thing known as
And what was that guy's name?
Cockology.
Hal Turner.
Cause yeah. I know. And again, like with racist things and like homophobic things, like they go for the attack. Yeah. Like they,
and a lot of hackers do. When I was a programming, my one of the, when one I was of the guys a. when I was a programming well I was gonna say something different
yes, but yeah you were
so when I worked with computers before I had a buddy who was really into he didn't do anything hackery, you know, that was bad,
right?
But he did work against pedophiles and pedophile rings and websites and mm-hmm. stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And occasionally, pedophiles are bastards too, beyond the sickness.
Occasionally,
yeah. Well, no, I'm talking about as in they have internet skills and hackery skills too.
Sure.
And they would send him emails of child porn.
He or the anonymous took out 40 child porn websites and specifically one called Lolita City. They exposed 1,589 members and gave out their information publicly.
That's awesome. Like
they called that one Operation Darknet, and they were even shutting shit down on the Tor networks. Yeah. They were like,
that's probably the episode one of Mr. Robot is probably based off of that right there. The first, if you just watch the first 15 minutes of episode one of Mr. Robot, you'll be hooked.
It sounds so horrible. They should have given it a different name.
Understand why it's called Mr. Robot.
I've heard it's one of the greatest shows on TV right now. Like I hear nothing but good things about Mr. Robot. I just haven't seen it.
Yeah, I'll watch
the names.
But yeah, so that was in 2011, the Operation Darknet. They shut down child porn sites, and then in a similar time frame, they had one called Operation Bully, and there was some fucking scumbag named Hunter Moore who ran a revenge porn site where he would get people to like after they broke up with someone, they would like post pictures of
their exes and whatever. Things like
this, and this guy was making money on it, and they shut down his site.
There's 5,000 of them popped up everywhere.
But every other one that popped up, they fucking shut down. Like they kept shutting them down as they kept popping up.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's plenty out there now, but then this guy himself, Hunter Moore, they published all of his personal information, personal photos, contact, his social security number, everything that there was to know about him. They just fucking put on blast because all these people who found that they had, you know, revenge porn posted on his websites, and there's nothing they can do to take him down. Well, it's like, well, here's his phone number and here's his social security number if you want to do something about it.
Fuck him.
But and then they did the same thing with like anti-homosexual sentiments, like the fucking scumbags at Westboro Baptist Church. Like they went after Westboro Baptist.
They were
going
to go to like children's funerals or something, and then they attacked Westboro and actually stopped them from doing that.
Yeah, Westboro was going to go petition at children's funerals from Sandy Hook.
That's what it was.
And they go and they petition at weird funerals, and they hold up signs that say God hates fags. Like when homosexuals are like killed in like a hate crime, they'll go and protest a funeral and say this guy's going to hell.
That's just whether you're for or not. You know, being homosexual, that's just a shitty fucking human being.
No, it's fucking horrible. Like, and so the Anons, as they call them, the people in Anonymous, they published the names and phone numbers and email addresses of tons of the church members. They brought down their websites. They had a website. This is what every church should have, a website called GodHateFags.com.
Yeah.
And they shut that website down.
You'd have to change up the domain name a little bit because that one's taken.
Right. Yeah. So your church might need something else.
GodHatesFaggots.com.
Right. Yeah. That one
God hates lesbos.
Yeah. But They shut all those down.
The Ugandan government website, they like took it over and posted like gay pride stuff on the website because it's illegal to be gay.
Well, you see, they were getting ready to make it a capital punishment to be a homosexual in Uganda, and they hacked tons of government websites and specifically the prime minister of Uganda, Amani Mbazi, and they like just attacked all of them, and the law never passed.
They should have just photoshopped a bunch of gay pictures of the prime minister.
But that brings up... They do a lot of shit that is for a good cause, but they do a lot of shit for laughter too.
Yeah.
And the one kid, they hacked his Facebook page and he lost his girlfriend and shit because they were putting up gay porn pictures, him hooking up with other
boys
and stuff.
He did something to get that.
He pissed them off. Yeah.
He did something
and they thought it was funny and they fucked with him. So,
right.
They do shit. We didn't talk about LOL Sec.
I saw Lulzsec. That's a separate, like,
yeah, it's like
group.
A, it's like a, they're part of Anonymous, but it's like the more serious, like,
I had some organization stuff in my notes somewhere on
Lulzsec. I ran into them a little bit, but I didn't really learn much about them. It's like a subgroup or an offshoot.
Yeah, there's,
or something,
there's,
or?
Lulzsec and what's the other one called, Dave?
You always do that. You bring up something that you clearly have the knowledge and then ask us about it.
I just forgot the name. I don't know. Anyway, they're all the same. Occupy Lulz, Occupy Sec.
Yeah. It was in some of the documentaries I watched. They talked about it, but they didn't focus on it. I saw ISIS. They did ISIS stuff. They took out 3,000 Twitter accounts for ISIS. Yeah. They foiled an attack in Italy. There was some election
the other thing
rigging.
That, yeah, and the other thing that they're doing is they're fighting for the rights of people to have open internet in the places that they don't.
Right.
So a lot of places, like we talked about in North Korea,
Egypt,
China,
Iran.
Yeah, Egypt, Iran, all those places. They
created dial-up networks like to facilitate like high-speed internet using multiple dial-up internet lines. And a bunch of hackers like created some crazy like dial-up bridged connections when the government shut down all the web traffic.
Yeah,
they went dial-up and bridged network connections somehow through dial-up and got like the communication open again.
Yeah, which is crazy because you know you have entire countries that have an intranet. You know they don't have
right.
You know, we have access to pretty much everything that's on the internet.
We have that one big cable running under the ocean. Yeah. I think they can shut our shit down if they want.
Well, I'm sure they could.
For a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, if you told all the cell phone carriers and all the servers and stuff to just not, you know, you're not able to.
But with some duct tape and a wireless router and a cell phone, helium balloon, man, I'll fix
Bluetooth.
That shit real quick.
Yeah,
let it go.
Well, that's balloon. One thing, though. Like, there was in 2008, the BART, Bay Area Rapid Transit, the subway and bus system in San Francisco, a BART rider was shot on a subway and killed by a police officer. And a bunch of protests were getting planned against the police and all these people were getting like they were trying to organize and get stuff set up. And the company that runs BART realized this was going to happen and that no one gets regular cell phone service in the tunnels, the BART tunnels under the town. There's a specific cell network underground that they can use. So they talked to all the cell phone carriers and told them you have to shut down all cell phone communication in the BART tunnels because a protest is forming and we don't want it to. And that didn't sit well with Anonymous.
Yeah.
So they hacked the BART website, shut it down. Released information on something like 2,500 people who work for BART. The main spokesperson, a guy named Linton Johnson, refused to admit that he was doing this and refused to apologize once he was finally called that he had done this. So they found nude pictures of him on his own computer and released them on the web. So it's like if you're infringing on this on the internet, if you're infringing on cellular connections,
people's
if you're
rights,
infringing on the right for information, they're going to fucking attack you.
It's really neat how the internet's developing this like almost like Bitcoin politics. It's like decentralized self-regulating because the large ideology of it self-regulates. So if someone tries to claim anonymous and do something malicious, the whole of the group just weeds it out.
Right.
It's like it's better than the centralized thing because the centralized thing has this power and it makes its own decision, but it creates a forced like democracy, if you will,
right.
like
yeah.
because everyone gets their say regardless because there's the anonymity and you don't know. Everyone makes that decision as a whole, but as an individual, they're protected to speak freely and think freely. It's really neat how that works. And it self-regulates for the good somehow.
Yeah, right. And it came around. I thought it was kind of funny how Anonymous, like how they formed. Like we talked about how they formed on 4chan.
Mm-hmm.
And you're able to post on 4chan
anonymously.
Yeah.
That's where that name came
from. And so like if you look at a thread, you know, of all these posts, it looks like one person making all of these different comments,
it all
you know, being
anonymous.
A different, that's how they took it and ran with it that way. I thought that was kind of funny how things form on the internet, you know, how a meme starts and it just becomes this monster that everybody knows.
And
except for she wasn't ready.
No,
you guys didn't know that one. So,
and even Alan Moore, the guy who wrote V for Vendetta, the comic book, and was behind the movie and everything, like that was it was his creation. And I even read a couple of interviews with him when they asked him, you know, what do you think
mask.
About Anonymous using the mask that you created? And he was like, I think it's fucking fantastic.
Right.
Yeah. He was like, well, and that was the end scene in that movie where it's all of the, right, you know, all of the Guy Fawkes masks.
Right.
Nobody cares. Who's seen, I have never even seen the movie. Like, really, honestly, we want to be honest here.
I really like the movie, but there's some parts where I'm like, God damn, this is corny, but I do like that movie.
No, it's good. No,
I think it's just crazy that the speed at which the internet changes and we're just not able, or at least like current politics and the current, you know, regime is not able to keep up with,
right,
the advancement of communication and technology. And right, I think that it might be our saving grace. You know what I mean? Because there's that older generation, no matter what they do, they're not going to be able to stop the collective as a whole.
Right.
Like I said, it creates an untouchable democracy because you're going to make those decisions.
No, it kind of does, because decisions are suddenly being made. It's like, I mean, the legal battle that's constantly going on about, you know, torrenting and downloading movies and downloading stuff. This is a big area that Anonymous is into because they think we should be able to torrent and they think all this stuff. There was a software company in 2010 called Aplex Software that's in India. Did you guys see the stuff on them? They were contracted by various film studios to shut down and do DDoS attacks and do whatever they could to shut down sites like Pirate Bay, to shut down different sites where people were torrenting their stuff. So this software company is hired by a collective of movie studios to make it, to shut down websites.
That's a bunch of hackers from the Netherlands. They better watch out what they're trying to do. Like,
right. So I guess this company was gray hats at this point because they were for hire to do this. And then obviously it did not sit well with Anonymous. This was a couple of years after the Operation Chanology and sort of membership or involvement in Anonymous activities was sort of going to an all-time low. And this thing just ignited a fire because everybody who would have been involved in Anonymous was like, you're not fucking taking down Pirate Bay.
Yeah.
So everybody got involved and they just thrashed them. They fucked with Aplex Software's websites and shut down their servers and shut down their stuff with DDSs. They shut down the MPAA and the Recording Industry Association of America websites. They went after a British law firm, the Australian agency that works for copyrights, the Spanish industry that works for copyrights, the U.S. copyright agency.
It just spidered out. They just fucking went
for Gene Simmons for some reason. I guess he was like a big advocate of shutting it down so he could make money with Kiss.
Oh.
But they shut down all the Gene Simmons websites. Yeah. All this, all
probably
this
Metallica
stuff.
Because of the copyright stuff. Yeah,
yeah, they might have. What's his last name?
Lars. He probably doesn't have one anymore. He's like
that's
Prince.
Right.
He's like Madonna.
I call him Lard.
But this is, I mean, to me, that's the idea of this democracy. It's like there's a law making it illegal to download this content, and Anonymous is saying that's not a law. Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
We're doing what we want. Even to the fact, like, they cost Sony a shitload of money. That Sony was trying to do some stuff that would stop you from being able to use hacked PlayStation 3 consoles in 2011.
They hacked a bunch of PlayStation accounts.
They got pissed off. They hacked 100 million PlayStation accounts, and they shut down the PlayStation Network for a fucking month.
I remember, like,
for a month.
Mad. Yeah.
I know PlayStation. I hate PlayStation.
Who was it? Someone we knew was like, dude,
somebody.
Still
yeah,
down.
Somebody here was really pissed off.
No,
for
it was
a really
probably James. They did it. It was shut down for a day, and like it pissed everybody off.
Yeah.
Like it makes you pissed.
Oh,
off.
Remember? But there's the hacker guy that said no. We talked about that. The hacker guy made a phone
this
call.
Was
that was
different
one.
This is a. Oh, what's that fucking guy? The crazy hacker guy from Australia.
He has a funny Kim something. Mr. Kim.com. Kim.com.
Right? They shut down, for some reason, Anonymous shut down the Microsoft networks on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And Kim.com from Australia, huge hacker, torrenter, et cetera, made a phone call and said, every one of you, like, I know who you guys are. I know who shut down the Xbox things. If you go ahead and put it back up, I forget what he offered him. He offered him something like $100,000 worth of free shit from his website or something each if they would put the Microsoft network back up because he wanted to play Call of Duty on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And they did.
Wow. There's probably another threat in there. Like, I'll hook you guys up if you do this, but if you
I'm going to fuck with you, you know. Yeah. But again, that was like, you mentioned earlier, like this weird code of honor. Like, it almost felt like that was it more than the money. It was like, well, okay, we fucked
this
guy.
Like
the mafia.
Like, Like, we might as well.
That sucks. We can't piss off our buddies, you know?
Yeah. You know, I think the other problem that happens with, like, the development of the internet happening so fast is just it's made to be open and free, right? Like, that was the idea behind the internet. It's this wide open, free-flowing, insecure thing. Well, no,
it was just for porn.
Yes. Yeah. But no, what I'm trying to say is, like, it's not designed to have, like, you know, all the things that we rely upon and like e-commerce and things built on top of it, our email or all of our private activity or banking is all put on this thing. Cause you're like, oh, well, it'd be really convenient if you could do that. We'll deal with the consequences later, but then we become reliant on it and keep continuing forward with the technology. Yeah. And it gets to the point where we're like, well, we can't stop now. The lights will go off, you know, like we can't
think about this. If they just shut down the internet, like you didn't have access to it from your phone. You had a cell phone still. You didn't have access to the internet from your phone, from a computer, from anywhere. The internet's just gone.
A little hardware store on the corner would still work because they have the ding cash register. Right, yeah. Some old man would be like,
think about that, though. Like, think about what that would do. Restaurants would be down. Like,
every restaurant would be down.
Yeah. Like, orders would not be fulfilled.
Yep. Yeah, you couldn't use a credit card. You couldn't use a credit card. Like, there would be no
processing. You probably wouldn't have any money in your bank because the banks probably entirely rely on some cloud-based fucking data service to track how much money you have. Yeah, and
it's all credits. Like, it's not real money.
Right. No, it happened to me one time that like a Kern School servers went down or something when I was banking there.
No money.
And I had no money in my pocket. Yeah. I was like 17. I didn't know what to do. And it shows how reliant we are upon it. Like, it's just insane. Like as far as taking out the United States, I watched a guy who was a white hat go in and do auditing on a big company that was like a refinery company. Mm-hmm. And he showed with one laptop and a hard lined connection, he could up the pressure in some pipe. He could blow this thing up. It looked like there is no
because it's computer controlled.
There's no safety in place for most of our infrastructure. They said, and that's like 80-90% of the United States. Even big things like nuclear power plants have been infected with like the blaster virus, and they try to say no, like giant blackouts that happened 3 days after the release of the blaster virus. They're like, no, it was just this other thing. Our computers weren't acting right. The screens were freezing. Yeah, that's what the blaster virus did.
Right.
Yeah, that was a virus. So if you can take and like I think the blaster virus was made by like just some kids screwing around to get his friend, but it was a worm, so it just moves across the internet. You don't realize what the consequence may be.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just people, we're not prepared for it. The infrastructure and security is not in place for the things we use it for. Yeah.
I think one good thing is a lot of people who are really fucking smart and know how to do these things rely upon and cherish the internet and are doing everything in their power to make sure it keeps, you know, the machine keeps going.
It's the Autobahn of information. It's like, but I mean,
for every individual hacker who's trying to develop a worm and fucking come up with something, there's like hundreds of thousands of people as smart as him who want the internet to not have this worm on it.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, there is a constant, and I mean, in fairness, luckily, you know, knock on fucking Formica, like, every time some huge thing gets released so far, someone catches it, someone finds a fix, someone finds a patch, but it's usually there's a lag. It takes a couple days.
And it's going to go on both sides too. Like, the government completely relies on the internet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everything is ran on the internet for the government.
They all use Windows. That's the weirdest thing. Like, why are they not using a Linux-based operating system or some proprietary thing?
Right.
They use Microsoft Windows. That's the weirdest thing. Like, that's the vulnerable, that's the weak
link.
That's
because Bill Gates was a hackery.
That's right.
Smart.
Was fucking smart.
Well, we didn't talk about WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. I know we talked about it. What episode did we talk about him in?
We talked about him in the Snowden episode Darknet? A little bit, I think.
Oh,
in
Snowden?
The Darknet. We haven't really done a lot on Assange, but.
So that was a big thing too for Anonymous was
because they had a WikiLeaks. Thing called Operation Avenge Assange was another one of their operations.
And I think that's pretty cool too because, you know, Assange, you know, he's been, which we talked about this, which he gets mixed up with. What was the other one he gets mixed up with? Alex Snowden. Jones and Snowden stuff. Yeah. He basically was blackballed by all the media. And, you know, because he was leaking government documents and all that stuff. Well, Anonymous, you know, was backing him. And so PayPal, MasterCard, and Amazon
That's right.
all blackballed Anonymous. So, of course, what's anonymous?
Or no, WikiLeaks.
Well, yeah, they blackballed WikiLeaks because they couldn't get any contributions to WikiLeaks. So.
And then the anonymous went out and apparently found a lot, hate websites, apparently, like Nazi websites.
Apparently a big part of Amazon's business model and the way they make money is just leasing out server space for who fucking ever.
Yeah,
right.
Like they've got tons of servers and there was a bunch of WikiLeaks stuff on Amazon servers.
So they stopped.
They weren't selling, they weren't doing it. They just said, no, WikiLeaks can't use our servers anymore. So that pissed. So they became a target.
And so their donation stuff through PayPal and MasterCard, that was a big issue because that's how WikiLeaks survived, obviously. Right. So Anonymous went after PayPal, MasterCard, Amazon, and Visa, all connected. And just hammered them.
Yep. Well, they did a blackout. But the big thing was like they showed that there were like Nazi websites, hate websites, racial websites. Like
that all except Visa and MasterCard.
All took Visa and MasterCard. And PayPal. All took PayPal. They're fine with all that. But it's the political exposure that was tied to WikiLeaks, they shut them down and then they did a blackout. They they blacked out a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Was it through DDoS attacks?
I think it was through,
or was it a,
it was DDoS and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, they took out a bunch of stuff and they completely like flipped the switch on them.
Yeah. And then they left WikiLeaks alone after that, I guess.
Yeah.
So
you just kind of back off, which is
crazy. The power, you're like, oh, what are they going to, they're going to denial service me. But think about the podcast. If they're like, oh, fuck these guys, they're talking shit about Anonymous.
Right.
And they DDoS'd our server.
Right.
Shut you down.
Yeah. like we'd be done. Like, Brent would be in a panic. It's not up. What's going on, Brent? It's not up. I don't know.
I would just have to mail cassette tapes. I would put cassette tapes.
Oh, that was the other thing they did. They DDoS'd Hal Turner's server. And I guess it cost them a ton of money in server fees because of all the bandwidth that he used.
Fuck.
He was under some.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
So they, I guess they just hammered him with bandwidth.
He used up his family minutes on his AT&T plan. He had no more rollover.
And that's how DDoS works. Like you know, that guy went out of commission because it cost him so much money and over bandwidth charges that he couldn't pay. So DDoS is a powerful, powerful thing. Think about trying to call your bank and it's being flooded by anonymous, members.
Yeah,
and
you can't talk to somebody.
You'd be angry.
And a lot of the websites, a lot of the examples, it's like, oh, well, they would shut down so-and-so's website. And they would usually shut most websites down for at least a day, typically 3 days or a week. When they would hit a website, it was usually going to be down for 3 days to a week.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine how much commerce you're going to lose. If your website's down for 3 days,
if that's something you rely on,
fuck off. That's a blow.
Well, think about PayPal. All of the eBay transactions and Amazon and all of the transactions that they do.
Insane.
If they were down for an hour, they would lose millions.
Yeah.
More than millions. I bet billions.
Yeah. Not in an hour. I think they would lose hundreds of millions.
They lose millions in an hour.
I think hundreds of millions. But whatever. I mean, that being said, millions or billions, it doesn't matter, in an hour. So think about 3 days or a week of being down and not receiving your 2.6% of trillions of dollars of transactions.
When you look at the previous, every generation of video game consoles, they always act like it's a war. Like there's a war between these consoles or whatever. And almost everyone claims that the previous generation was won by the Xbox 360.
Right.
And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that the PlayStation 3 had no network for a fucking month.
Right.
I can't imagine how many people were like, oh, I'm going to go buy a system this month.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, dude, don't buy the Sony. You're not going to be able to get on there. It's like, fuck, okay, I'll get an Xbox.
And that shit pisses you off because I bought a place. I don't play a whole lot of video games and I bought a PlayStation 4 and I was playing Destiny on it and I went and I got my PlayStation Plus card for a year. It's $50.
Right.
So the day I hook it up and I plan on playing, and this is an online game, so you have to have access to the PlayStation Plus network. The PlayStation network was down. Imagine I just spent $500 on the system.
Yeah.
And I can't play it.
Yeah. You and a million people. Yeah. Or however many.
So and I'm sure I'm not the only one that happened to, So, and it was down for a day. I mean, it was all day long, all night long.
So imagine 2 weeks in.
Yeah.
And you still have, and it's like,
I'm
putting my shit on eBay and selling it, and I'm going to go buy a fucking Xbox.
Or trading it in at GameStop. Yeah. Yeah. That's happening for sure.
Yeah.
You're just like, I can't play my games. Like I'm out.
Yep. No, it's really like, you have to have respect for the fact that a group of like 10 guys with laptops can take on like a million man army. Like,
right.
You could take down a country, yeah. You know, by shutting off their power grid or something. Yeah, I was like, in doing all the research, like I came across just weird hacker stuff. And there was guys with like, you know what a Cantana is, right, Brad?
Cantana.
You don't know Cantana? You know Cantana?
No. I know Santana.
I know a guy, Trent, and his buddy, you know, that drove around with Cantana's type things before. Maybe it was a noodle strainer with a Wi-Fi adapter in it hooked to a laptop.
Oh, but I know what you're
talking about. Oh, okay. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. So I just didn't know the context.
It's a Pringles can. Yeah, Pringles can.
Cantana.
Or a parabolic device of some sort that focuses Wi-Fi signals onto a Wi-Fi device. But things like that have been done. There was like a store, like a global like store network called TJX. I don't know if it has anything to do with TJ Maxx, but they own lots of retail stores. Their network was compromised for 18 months and they didn't know. And as many as 94 million driver's license and credit cards were obtained in that time.
Fuck,
94 million credit cards. And they didn't know for a year and a half. Wow. They were just chilling. There was a Lowe's in some part of the United States that had some suspicion that something was happening on their network. And they called the FBI and the FBI couldn't figure out what was going on. They're like, they must have a hardline in the store. They're like just scouring the store, looking at all the network equipment. Trying
some
to figure
dude
what's
with
going
the
on.
Backpack that works there.
A guy on the roof was sitting in, on the roof, like looking around, trying to figure stuff out, looking for wiring. And they saw a dirty old van. And there was a guy with a Pringles can wrapped in foil hanging out of the window. And they got the guy and they were stealing credit cards from the parking lot with an empty Pringles can.
That happens a lot. Home Depot is bad about it. Yeah.
Well, that whole Target thing that happened, you know how
Target,
that happened?
Yeah, no.
They built a Target and they put in their air conditioner and the thermostat was a Wi-Fi capable thermostat. They connected the Wi-Fi capable thermostat to the same exact internet connection that the credit card machines are on. So someone saw that the air conditioner was available and open. They connected to it and got millions of dollars because someone didn't put the WEP key or WPA key on the stupid air conditioner thing because they used this. All they had to do is pay $70 more for a separate internet line to put that on, and they put their Wi-Fi thing on the same network.
That's what happens when you cut corners, people.
And that's what's so crazy about it. Target. It's like it just takes one fucking dude who forgot to put a WEP key on a wireless fucking thermostat, and somebody somewhere in the world is going to have software that sniffs it and goes, oh shit, what now?
That's what like, else is on here. What else is on
like,
there?
Yep. Yeah. I mean, it's, I seriously doubt it was a dude looking at every wireless thermostat manually at every Target. Some guy had a line of code that was like, hey, you know what? I wonder if these wireless thermostats might fuck up and actually give us access to something else. Let's build a code. It's just going to start checking every single fucking one of them. And it was just churning through data and spit out a hit. And this guy fucking accessed it. It's crazy.
That's hackers, not necessarily anonymous, but interesting how that can happen. Like I also read this article that said from the time of the discovery of the original virus till 2007, 250,000 viruses had been detected by 2007. And by the end of 2007, there were 500,000 viruses.
They just doubled.
Yeah. In one year. Yeah. What it took for
now. Yeah. Well, now it's like millions and millions and millions of viruses.
Yeah. There's giant companies that have to just sit around the clock and try to figure that out.
That's crazy. Yeah,
so I honestly respect the hell out of Anonymous.
We're not just saying that like, out of the mad
we're not saying
fear
that out of fear.
Don't DDoS. Like,
we are fucking scared for the world.
Well, and I was,
that's not why
I was talking about before the show. I said, we're not attacking anybody, but we are, you know, voicing our opinions and being open.
Controversial information.
Yeah. Except we are not anonymous. Like you can find us. So, you know,
and I'm not, you know, I'm not 100% on board with their ideas and their, I mean, you've heard me before talk about the fact that I don't like to torrent. I'm personally don't do it or believe in it, but I'm not going to besmirch Anonymous for making that one
or stop someone else from doing it.
No, I'm not going to stop someone else.
Well, and that's not your place. It's just the same thing. You want
to
eat certain,
but again, it's like when they,
if
they're pissed off about something I'm pissed off about, I could see myself getting involved after I've all,
Dave will fucking mad write a book.
I'm like,
maybe like 3 days later, here's a book about it.
I will write a vicious blog about this. My opposition.
The only problem is they'll be like, who's the 6'5" guy in a Guy Fox mask? Like,
who's the Wookiee in the Guy Fox mask?
Who's the not so anonymous guy trying to be anonymous?
Dave's face sticks out the side of the mask.
Yeah,
slightly his cheeks.
The mask just like covers the middle of his face. Like,
oh, look, an anonymous protest with Dave.
How come that anonymous mask has four eyes?
They just searched anonymous to see who got the XXXL mask. Only one of these sold. It was in the Bakersfield area.
Why'd this guy order four of them so he can put them together? he just has the Chinette paper plate like drawn on mustache.
Yeah, to make a fake one.
The fucking stretchy band on the back.
But like when I was reading about the shit they did with Scientology, why they attacked them, like freedom of information.
Yeah, I'm all for that.
Like fucking the shutting down fucking child porn sites, like fucking with Westboro Baptist Church.
They're like digital superheroes. Like,
it's fucking cool. Like the shit they do is
They're, you know, we have the Freedom of Information Act for the government. They're kind of the Freedom of Information Act for the people.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's the opposite side.
They're sort of a preventative Freedom of Information Act. Like if you're going to try to start restricting information, we're going to fuck you in the ass.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess.
Literally.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, so that's anonymous.
If you didn't know,
now you know.
Suck it.
Yep. And I did want to give a shout out too. I was going to mention them earlier, but Dan and Lovey Camarillo, because they had posted that they were on a road trip and listening to the Sofa King podcast, laughing.
My son got super excited because you could see the logo on their super cool dashboard that they had. It's like a little LCD readout, and it had our logo on the dash, which
so pretty cool. Thank you. Thank you for listening, and shout out to Camarillo Jiu-Jitsu.
And a shout out to you can see it on our website if you want to know how to represent. If we send you stickers, look at the suitcase from Erica Fisher on our Facebook page, because it's got stickers for every sponsor we have. There's a sticker of it on her suitcase, and it's pretty awesome. So,
and I'm unprepared, but we do have a new announcement. Sofa King podcast fans now get 10% off of El Yucateco hot sauce and gear on their website. I don't know the web. It's like Yucateco Gear Store, I think. Brad's going to Google it while I keep talking.
While you're Googling it. Yeah. I want to talking about our sponsors, always mad love to Salt 7. I just floated yesterday, and I must say, I think I officially graduated to the point where an hour isn't long enough.
Oh.
Because I was in there for an hour, and it the time ran out, and I still don't think I'm at 2 hours. Like, I think 2 hours, I might get a little bit bored, but 1 hour was definitely not long enough. So much love to Salt 7. If you're here in Bakersfield, check them out. Get in touch with us on social medias, or check them out. Salt, SALT, the number 7, then EVEN at Facebook and so forth. Make an appointment, check it out. They're awesome. Great people who work there, great people who own it. It's just a really cool local business, and you should definitely check out Salt 7. Did you find the website?
It's just, you can go to elyucateco.com, and it's a shop online link, and it takes you to the shop. So
yeah, and we'll probably have a link on our website straight to that as well, I would imagine. So, but use code SOFAKING to get 10% off of. So all those people that are in like weird places that keep asking us where it's at, you can just buy it online that way. That might be easier.
Or they have a locator.
The locator is not functional right now. No.
So never mind that statement.
Yeah.
So just speaking of using Sofa King to get 10% off, go to printdirtcheap.com. Mm-hmm. If you need business cards, flyers, you know, all that stuff,
stickers,
printing
banners.
Needs. Yeah. Go there, use Sofa King, get 10% off. And
thank you
else?
To Digital Creations for swag, mugs, mouse pads, all that cool stuff.
Yep.
Dark Side Graphics, Funky Brewster. He's making us some new shirts. I don't know if Brad ever sent that logo, but we might have another one coming up.
Yeah. I got logos.
So we'll see. But yeah, I think that is all of our sponsors. Yeah.
Yep. And actually, Erica hit me up saying that she didn't know that I actually made the logos and stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, she was surprised about that. Yeah. I'm not all retarded people. I can do some things.
She studied digital arts, and she was very impressed.
But to be honest, Brad does it with a crayon with his left hand, and he wears a helmet, and then we send it off to get digitized, and it comes back cleaner than it was.
Yeah.
But
it's
the
pretty
concept
amazing.
Is there. Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, we're going to post the Crayola versions.
Actually, we should film a video of me doing my art and then what it turns into. It is an incredible process.
Do a time lapse.
We'll just show you from here, and they'll flip screens, and you'll just be looking at dicks. That'll be awesome.
Yeah. So
you've just been like super like editing the dick. You're just drawing really high detailed veins on the shaft. He's like, I've been working an hour on the shading on the cock shaft. Right,
I have taken up a little liking to photography, so we'll see what I can come up with.
Ooh. Right.
Yeah.
It's just your dick, but you use the filter that turns into sketch.
Yeah, you can. Go, yeah, actually, I'll just put my website out there. It's called. You can go to shaftphotography.com, and also I've really been enjoying nutscapes.com. If you go there, really great art, a lot of landscape art.
If you don't, if you post your dick pic and you don't show the head, it doesn't count. It's like pasties on a nipple. Yeah. If you don't show the head and it's all shaft and vein and no pubes or ball sack, it's all fair. Because it could be your arm at that point.
Yeah,
right?
It's just some strange part of someone's anatomy.
I wonder what things we could post that it just look like the shaft, where you would think it's a dick, but it's not. Like,
probably my arm. We'll get some little vein part on my arm. We should do that.
Yeah. We should try it.
Shouldn't have warned you. Damn it.
Jesus. That's okay. We'll see. Because then there's going to be that one in there that is a dick.
Yeah, you won't know. Which of these things does not belong?
Yeah. So, awesome. Anyway, thank you to our sponsors. Really appreciate it.
Barbie crotch. We'll close on that. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Don't be retarded.
They call themselves anonymous. They are hackers on steroids.
Police say they have arrested three suspected hackers believed to be part of an international network.
A group calling themselves anonymous has vowed to destroy the Church of Scientology.
Anonymous, the group responsible for Operation Payback, which temporarily crippled the websites of MasterCard, Visa, and PayPal.
We are Legion.
We are anonymous.
Distributed denial of service to bob the stack or drag when DOS attacks. Suits without a head get scared and shit. They slashy what we lack. A sense of compassion, a justice. Must be swift. I'll turn the hurt in the pockets of white supremacists. These nemesis is never this vicious. We troll the net for missions. Evil's your position. Your file's gonna cover mission. We're supposed to be disimposturing and speaking out of fear. Super consciousness. Our warriors are virtual bombardiers. We don't forgive. We don't forget. Expect us. Wasn't no one to protect us. Come together as a legion. Internet unite. Connect us. We will make our presence known. We got folks on the megaphones. SQL inject intravenously like it's prednisone. Rebelling on a larger scale. With Jonas King to slay the whale. We hip till they slithering. Swinging them lizards by the. We check their mail, defacing professional looking webpage. When I rhyme, I whip the sheeple's catatonic vestige. Spreadling the message, encapsulated in the rap track. Black facts is Project Chinology, target fat ass, but a backpack. And I'm the type of person never had jack. Destruction of Chris Falk camp, or the way this ass act. We vigilant, the vigilante, higher staking up the anti cross site. Scripting Felicia Palmer with bunch of panties. Epilepsy Foundation, far from invasion. Turks and Brazilians, Tunisians, even Malaysians.
Gorka website, we pulled up just to see, have a look about what's going on. It talks about the power people now have on the internet if they want to do this.
Technically speaking, they are heroes because they can solve everything. They are up all over security systems.
Train event, we rage and give a fuck about a cussing club McKay hatch. Profanity, I spew it for the fucking loving cause I can. And who the hell is you to try to change a man? Operation Payback, radical Avenger Sange, intelligent Israelis with viruses known as Stuxnet. Programming logic controllers and root kiss ups ass. We need to know, trying to feed the homeless cops are screaming no. Government and corporate sources, we must have. Feed our foes as freedom goes. They're trying to sniff us out and get the ISPs reversed. Send the cameras on computers fed to IME, Marine Corps, Brick Bradley, Man and Naked, the Quantico. Maximum security methods with torches chronicled to Aaron Barr. Forever you will walk around with slash and scar to crash a car. Executives are worshiping the morning star. It is bizarre. The people are the ones oppressing people. When will the day come? We recognize as equals. Electronic money from Satoshi Nakamoto. Spending bitcoins on hoes for their photos with no kimonos. Remarkable power. The Python is clearing syntax. International Federation of Photo Binjack. The script kiddies hacking to the mainframe of big cities. YouTube videos for children showing big titties. No pity for the oppressive and get it through your skulls. We were born to change the world, evolving past the hacks for laws.
The hackers which are fighting for some kind of ideological points, and hackers who are just doing illegal activities.
The police department goes into certain things and the government goes into certain things. Probably I would put that on the same level as I would someone who goes in and hacks into a site they're not supposed to be on.
The bottom line is, if you have information in a database someplace, consider yourself a potential target.
Expect us. We don't forgive, so don't forget.